Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
This is take number 45.
You know, it really is. Some days something just happens, and I was having a lot of difficulty getting this recording set up because of feedback.
Well, we had feedback. We had honeybee flinging stuff all over the room. We started to record and we're doing fine, and I was saying really dumb things because I thought you had turned off the mic and you hadn't. So we had to start over with that.
And now honeybee's trying to turn the calendar.
So we're bound and determined. We're going to do this. I have no idea what's going to happen. But yeah, honeybee's behind me right now trying to change the calendar, which, you know, maybe she's wanting 2020 over. I don't know.
That is not a bad thing there, little kitten.
Hey, stop.
So anyway, we wanted to talk today a little bit about how we've noticed that a lot of the old skills are in vogue again.
Yes.
Things like growing food, preserving food, eating homemade food.
Yeah, all the things that we've been doing for quite some time. And I guess since it was, I mean, there's a lot of people that do, I think particularly people that live in the country probably do more preserving.
Right.
And some of that for us is just simply because we're 9 miles from town.
So we try to stock up.
Yeah, and we grow a lot of food. We want the freshest food that we possibly can.
That's right. And we love doing that.
Yeah, we do. It's skills that both of us were taught as growing up. And we've carried that over now into our adult life.
And one of our things that we really promote as a business is fresh food and wholesome food and whole foods and
eating in season.
Yes.
And eating in season means, can mean that you preserve the food at the top quality. Which, you know, we're not going to have tomatoes in December. I wish we did.
Oh, but, boy, I do, but
yeah, we're not going to. That's just a fact, and we know those things.
But in planning for what we'll eat in December, January, February.
Because we continue to eat.
We do. I have not stopped eating.
No.
And I want those tomato-based products. Now, it's not going to be a fresh, warm-from-the-garden tomato that you slice and put olive oil and salt and pepper and rice wine vinegar, eat with cottage cheese. Oh, wait, I'm describing supper. Anyway, but we will have tomato juice that we'll use in chili, possibly vegetable soup. We have Bloody Mary mix that we will enjoy even without alcohol. That's a delicious, spicy juice that we preserve. Marinara sauce. I use that for pizza, for spaghetti. So we will have that all year long.
Yeah, so all those beautiful Amish paste and all those wonderful tomatoes, some of the ones that are starting to go bad, you know, as we've talked about before, the heirlooms don't last as long. So once they start to go bad, but you are able to take those and preserve them.
Yes.
And that's peak. I mean, that's peak flavor for them. And so you get that preserved and frozen. And we pull out that marinara sauce in February.
Wow.
It tastes garden fresh. It's delicious. And, you know, I've known those seeds from the very beginning. So, you know, I feel like I have a relationship with that
tomato sauce. That's right.
So there's something to that for me. That's cool.
The interesting thing is, as we've been doing that for several years now, and really, you know, feeling like we're ahead of the game and we have a plan and all of that, What we didn't factor in is during a pandemic, when everyone else begins these same skill sets, making bread at home, planting things, yeah,
planting gardens,
preserving.
Right.
We can't get some of the supplies we're used to.
Right. Yeah, we're kind of used to being able to get pretty much anything we want, anytime we want. We can order seeds. We order seeds year round.
Yes.
Different seeds. So, you know, we've talked about before, we've had trouble getting some seeds and just couldn't get some. This spring, we couldn't get kale seed. And we had ordered it in January, but we couldn't get it. So by the time we got it, it was too late to plant. So we have some now. So I've put it in the ground, but now the worms are eating it. So
it's always something.
It's something. But I do have some coming up now. And now that we've learned about the seeds, something we hadn't really prepared for before, we are buying more. We're not hoarding.
No.
But we are buying more than we usually would when we can find them.
And we went through the time where we couldn't find flour. That right. seems to have eased now.
And we use a lot of flour with scones and all the other different baked goods that you make.
And the latest thing now is canning lids.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't find canning lids.
So for home processed foods.
We can't find jars. You can't find any of it. But we have a lot of jars. A whole lot.
We do. Because we reuse those. We recycle those. People who buy jams from us bring those back. Right. And we can sterilize those and reuse those. You can reuse the metal band. For home processing, you have the glass jar and a two-piece lid, a metal band, and then a flat lid. The flat lid is a one-use only.
Right.
You can pressure can with it, you can water bath, you can steam can, but once you have sealed with that and opened it, now you can use it in the refrigerator to, you know, until that jar of food's gone, but you cannot process any food with that lid. So those, we have discovered, are now in short supply.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we have checked everywhere because one of the things that we've promised is we have blackberries.
Yes.
And blackberry jam is one of our most popular jams. And you do have strawberry, peach, and cherry right now, which are all super delicious. But we have a lot of blackberries. I probably picked, 6-7 gallons at least.
And I kind of need the freezer space, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, and they take up a lot of room in the freezer. And now we're getting the fall harvest blackberries, which are enormous. They're like 4 times the size of a wild or blackberry. So we have all these berries. We have all these jars. We have all these rings,
but
we can't find the lids.
I do have a very limited supply on hand.
Yeah, you dug through the other night to try to get some. And we've had some of our customers, we started telling people because we've had a lot of people ask about the jam. And it's like, yeah, we're ready to make it, but we can't find lids anywhere. And we've shopped all over, tried all kinds of sources. Had family members check places, friends, and we've had customers, if they have one or
right.
two that they haven't used, bring them to us. So we're putting them all to good use, and we are very grateful for the
Absolutely.
People who have offered those. But yeah, the regular, I think we probably have some of the wide mouth ones.
Actually, I have very few of those because
we
always
don't use those
regular
much.
Size. Yes,
we use those maybe like for juice and stuff, but not for jam and the things that we're making for the business. But yeah, it's a problem right now. So we want to be able to make blackberry jam right now, but we need to find some lids.
So we are going to use the very limited supply that we have to do as many jars of blackberry as possible. And I don't really know of any other way to preserve that safely. So once we have hit the limit of what we have on hand until we can find more,
we'll put that to a halt. And I will be doing more freezing of the marinara sauce. I'm going to stop doing now, Bloody Mary mix.
Right. We're trying to look at things that we use, and we can, because we can green beans and lots of different things. Okay, what can we do now instead of canning those things? And so we're trying to work with it. But
we are. Wow. And we also have run into a shortage of freezer bags.
Yes.
In the quart size.
Yeah, you can't find the quart size freezer bags.
So as we thought we were planning ahead, we've run into a demand issue with everyone else's now planning ahead.
Yes.
So
we are learning some lessons from this. And, you know, we won't hoard. We want to share with our neighbors.
But that's right.
Even some of the things, like once you do have blackberry jam, for right now, we may have to limit the number that people can buy for a little bit until we can get more canning lids. So, yeah, we're just trying to shift. Every time, you know, you think you've got something figured out, there's still some things. We use a lot of rubbing alcohol.
Yes.
Because the soaps and we use a lot of it for cleaning. And the soaps require some rubbing alcohol to get the bubbles out, you know, so that it has a nice finish. And so we've had trouble finding that. And every time we go anywhere, it's like if they have one little tiny bottle of it, we try to buy it. But yeah, some of the things just to make our product, we couldn't find coffee beans, which, you know, that's one of the things we're not doing right now. But yeah. It changes, I guess, you know, it makes me understand a little more like our great grandparents, how they would save everything.
And adapt and be right. Flexible.
Right.
And
find other ways to do things.
Right. So we are learning and exercising our flexibility in the things that we do. We're getting a lot done around the farm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We talked about last week the to-do list that is enormous, and we had marked some big projects off. We marked some big projects off this week.
We sure
really
did.
Really big ones.
So that's exciting.
Yeah,
and
that
feels good.
Really good. And we were back at, well, we didn't, we are not opening the Merck building right now. We still have our products available, but we are taking them to the corn crib. And so we had a normal Friday this week, which was really nice. We visited with a lot of friends, and a lot of people stopped out for produce. And, you know, we still have lots of beautiful produce. You know, some of it's not peak because we're in the middle of September. But, you know, a September tomato tastes pretty darn good.
It sure does. And one of my favorites is in plentiful supply right now, and that is peppers.
Yes.
Hot and sweet peppers. And I made a chicken fajita bowl the other night with a lot of peppers and onions. And one of the things that I guess is kind of adaptive, when I'm making a big batch of vegetables like that, I have good-sized skillets, but they're not big enough to keep from throwing vegetables all over the stovetop. So even for just a normal saute, I get out the wok. It is a big skillet style pan, and it just worked beautifully.
Yeah, it did. That was amazing. I'm ready to have that again. Even those peppers and onions, they were so good. And they were all from right here.
Yes.
So that even tasted better. But yeah, I came in and you had the wok out. I said, so we haven't stir fry tonight? And you said, no.
So
you said we're like having Mexican food. It's like,
yeah.
What? So I was so confused, but I ate it.
And don't be afraid. I guess that's the message. Don't be afraid to mix up cooking styles if you need to. It can work.
Yeah, it was delicious, and I'm ready to do it again.
I am too.
I want to do just a little brief testimony about one of our products. And I have some tendonitis in my foot. You know, I'm always doing dumb things, overusing things, not resting. You know how it is. But so I've had a lot of inflammation and pain and for probably a little over a week now. And so I'm trying to stay off of it when I can and Elevate and ice and all those things. But I've tried several different products for the pain and swelling over the counter. And, you know, they would work for a little bit and not great. Well, last night I'm just kind of getting tired of it at this point, and I know it can go on for a while, but it's like, was there anything else we can try? And I read about turmeric, and it's like, hey, I make a turmeric balm.
Indeed you do.
And so you went to the Merck last night.
I went shopping.
You went shopping at the Merck last night. And I guess it's one of the advantages of having a key, and because it was dark.
I took a flashlight.
Yeah, you went out and got me some balm, and I put it on my foot. And this morning, I had less swelling than I've ever had. And so I've worked out today. We started putting up some fall decorations, and I worked a good 6 hours or so on it. Had a little bit of swelling, but nothing like I have. So our turmeric, if you have any kind of arthritis or anything like that, our turmeric balm is the balm.
Oh my. We will be making a fresh batch of that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be making some more for myself. I think I'm going to need more than the little tin.
I suspect after this podcast and your testimonial, we're going to get some orders for that.
We might. It has an odd smell because it's turmeric. But I tell you what, if you've got a little inflammation, I think it is fantastic. And it's all natural. Beeswax, coconut oil, sweet almond oil, and vitamin E oil, and a little turmeric. And it's good stuff. So, you know, I'll toot our own horn a little bit.
That's right. So how about even a little cowbell for the turmeric balm? If you have aches and pains, this is a product that we recommend and think you should try. So you can get it in our store. I'll put a link in the show notes. And check it out. Give it a try.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. And, you know, my foot's happier now.
Yay!
Which makes me happier, which makes you happier.
That's right. We're all happy.
Yes. So there you have it. Busy as always. We're getting ready for our fall festival in a couple weeks, and we're excited about that.
We are.
Here we go. Until next time.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.